McDonald Max Basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolay Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. And now, the Max Pregame Show with your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO.
Good evening and welcome inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls, Steve and Deb Racer Gymnasium, site of this first Western Clover Belt Conference girls basketball game on our WOGO sports schedule for the new year of 2026. It pits two teams right at the top of the conference heap, your McDonald Central Lady Max and the Elk Mound Mounders. Right now, McDonald and Elk Mound JV locked in a tight battle, 38-34. McDonald down four with just over 90 seconds to play, and the Lady Max have possession. We'll show it for you live on our WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube, where hopefully you're going to hit subscribe if you haven't already so you never miss one of our Chi High or McDonald game broadcasts. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. I'm Caleb Swenson, joined soon by Mark Maloney, Sam Aberley, our on-site video producer and camera operator back at the WOGO home base in Halley, Mr. Zach White. Check our audio producer tonight, and of course these broadcasts made possible by all the great sponsors you will see and hear throughout the broadcast tonight. Helena Flashinsky, one of two from the free throw line to pull McDonald back within a single possession this JV game with 90 seconds to play, 38-35 right now in that contest. On the other side for the varsity matchup, McDonald 9-2, Elk Mound 8-3. Elk Mound has won three of their last four. They started out the season 5-0. They are 4-1 in the Western Clover Belt Conference, tied in second place with Eau Claire Regis. That's their only conference loss. On the other side, McDonald has won 9 in a row as Helena Flashinsky is steal. She'll drive in hard and a left-handed layup. And Flashinsky pulls the McDonald JV within 138-37 with exactly 60 seconds left to play. So this JV game, you never know, maybe go in an extra session. Anyway, back to the varsity matchup that we have tonight. So McDonald right now is first in the conference standings, 5-0. It was a huge win they had right before Christmas over Eau Claire Regis on the road. And again, as I mentioned, that's the only setback so far for Coach Jordan Kunchuk and the Elk Mound Mounders is Eau Claire Regis. In that game, they lost 48-28. It was at Regis. McDonald, of course, beat Regis at Regis 55-40. So that gives McDonald the edge in the standings right now. However, if Elk Mound pulls off the victory here tonight on McDonald's home floor, that'll move McDonald, Regis, and Elk Mound into a three-way tie for first in the Western Clover Belt Conference standings. We'll continue to break it down as we come back in 2 minutes here on WOGO Sports, WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, WOGO.com, WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, the WOGO Sports Live video stream. You can view it on the WOGO Radio Facebook page, but highly encourage you to check out the WOGO Sports YouTube channel so you never miss our game broadcast. We're back in 2 minutes. Varsity matchup coming up. With 49 seconds remaining, you know what? I'm going to think better of that. Let's just keep it here and enjoy the rest of this JV game, at least regulation, together. We've got an offensive foul called against Elk Mound. And that's going to give the ball back to McDonald with 41.2 seconds. Both teams are in the bonus. McDonald has committed 10 fouls. Elk Mound, 8. Now 9 with that latest infraction. So any foul will put both teams at the line for 2. Helena Flashinsky will bring it down the floor for the Lady Max with 35 seconds to play, trailing 38-37. Lily Mittermeier far side. Back to Flashinsky. She's got a good look at a three from left of the circle. No, grabs her own rebound, puts it right back up. It is blocked, knocked out of bounds. That one sent flying by Clara Kunchuk, the freshman daughter of Coach Jordan Kunchuk. We'll get into their golfing prowess. Coming up is Lily Mittermeier will inbound with just under 25 seconds to play. Throws into Taylen Hansen, free throw line, jumper, oh, it popped in and out. That was halfway down. Elk Mound with a rebound and a foul with 19.8 seconds to play, and that's going to put the Mounders on the line for 2. That was the look that McDonald wanted and just robbed by the rim here on the home floor. Coming up before the varsity matchup, we'll have the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find our friend Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Appreciate Craig and the crew, their support of our Chi-High McDonald Athletics broadcast for so many years. So 38-37 as we conclude the JV game. First free throw pops out for the Mounders. So McDonald's still life remaining here. As long as they can secure a rebound here. Second free throw. That one rims in. 39-37. Elk Mound up two. Sophia Sikora into the corner. Lost out of bounds. Last touch by whom? Looked like Elk Mound in the area. And last touched by Danica Doomer, the sophomore. Timeout on the floor. 14.1 seconds left. Here in this JV matchup, we'll take a quick 30-second break as well on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Welcome back, WOGO Sports. A little impromptu JV coverage here as McDonald and Elk Mound in a tight battle. 39-37 the score. Elk Mound with a two-point lead. McDonald with possession. They will inbound from the far corner right in front of where the varsity girls are about to take the court. Varsity matchup will be 9-2 McDonald against 8-3 Elk Mound. McDonald, if they win, maintains sole possession of first place in the Western Clover Belt Conference standings. Elk Mound with a win will plunge McDonald and Regis along with themselves into a three-way tie for first with, again, still the second half of that conference schedule remaining. But right now, we've got some fun going on here. With the JV matchup, Helena Fleshinsky will inbound for McDonald with 14.1 seconds left. Throws it in. Sophia Sikora going reverse. No, grabbed her own rebound. Goes up strong. It goes down! Sophia Sikora and one! A chance to take the lead with 9 seconds remaining. How about Fee? 39-39. Yeah, we're having a lot of fun before the title matchup even starts. Free throw is perfect for Sophia Sikora, 40-39. 8 seconds left. Elk Mound with the basketball. 6.6 seconds on the clock as they will take their final timeout. We can only hope that the varsity matchup is going to be equivalent to what we're seeing here for the JV. 60-second break, so we'll take a 30-second timeout ourselves, back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube, on the radio 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. We have not reached the varsity matchup yet because JV is a one-point game with 6.6 seconds left. Sophia Sikora, McDonald sophomore, just had an end one, three the old-fashioned way to give the Lady Max a one-point advantage, but Elk Mound with the basketball. They have moved the ball very well. Again, both of these strong programs going all the way through, and Elk Mound certainly has a little bit of a height advantage. They've moved the ball well offensively. They've got plenty of time with 6.6 seconds left. Both teams in the double bonus, so any foul puts the Mounders on the line. 4-2. 5 seconds to play. A drive, a runner off the glass. Too strong. Offensive rebound. No, sir. No, ma'am. Helena Fleshinsky secures it for McDonald, and a 40-39 win for the Lady Macs. A lot of fun before we get to the main event here tonight. Congratulations to both the Mounders and the Lady Macs. A well-played JV game, and again, 40-39, the final. Now we get on to the varsity matchup. Hope you'll stay with us here on the WOGO Sports Live video stream or the radio broadcast. If you are out and about, let a friend know. WOGO Sports on YouTube. Hit that subscribe button. It's free. You never miss our broadcast for Big Rivers Conference Athletics, Western Clover Belt Conference Athletics. We are your hometown station for Chi High and McDonald Sports. As we continue to break down the varsity matchup, we'll take a quick look at some of the stat lines for both teams. Offensively, McDonald averaging 56.2 points per game, defensively giving up 41.5. Pretty similar for Elk Mound, 53.5 points scored per game offensively, defensively giving up 43.7 points. Jordan Kunchog, the head coach for Elk Mound. Sally Williams, second-year head coach of the McDonald Lady Macs. Both teams shooting 38% from the field. McDonald shooting 26% from three. Elk Mound 28% from three. The Mounders have made 67 threes on the season. McDonald 45. Lady Macs average about 4 made threes per game. About 6 made threes per game for the visitors, the Elk Mound Mounders. As the varsity squad's taking the floor, good to have you with us again here on WOGO Sports. Our camera operator, video producer tonight is Sam Aberle. And back in the WOGO studios in Halley, audio producer is Zach Wycheck. Continuing to look at the stats from the free throw line, McDonald shooting 66% from the foul line, almost 13 free throw attempts per game, 64% from the foul line for Elk Mound, about 15 free throw attempts per game. Could see a pretty big disadvantage for Elk Mound in terms of rebounding, and so that's where McDonald certainly would need to try to press their advantage. Just statistically, McDonald's 35.9 rebounds per game and just over 12 offensive rebounds per game. Elk Mound 26 rebounds per game, but getting about 10 offensive boards per game as well. On the other side of things, in terms of turnovers, McDonald giving the ball up 16.1 times per game, just 12.2 turnovers per game for the Mounders, despite the fact that they had to replace quite a bit from last year's state berth earning squad. They brought a lot of talent back, but again, some of that varsity experience that they had last year, calling on younger players, as Coach Kunchog will tell us when we talk to him in a few minutes, calling on younger players to have increased roles. McDonald getting 13.7 steals per game, Elk Mound 9.8, 10.9 assists per game for the Mounders, 12.7 assists per game for the Lady Macs. We'll take another break shortly, but first we'll bring in our friend Mark Maloney, and welcome, Mark, and I don't know if you got to see the end of that JV game, but we've already had some excitement here tonight.
I did. That's why that was taking me so long to get up here, Caleb, and I was, you know, really glad that the young lady made a free throw at the end, or we'd still be watching them.
Free throws are very important. And, again, just some gutsy play on both sides, too. McDonald had a 2-3 possession advantage, it seemed like, for a lot of the second half after falling behind by a few possessions early. And then they just kind of went back and forth down the stretch. Some good execution. And again, if that's what we saw in JV, we're expecting some good things from varsity tonight on both sides as well.
Yes, I agree. I mean, this will be another great game tonight. Elk Mounts traditionally had some really good basketball players over there, so this will be an interesting game tonight.
We will take a 90-second break and be back with our interviews with both head coaches, starting with Jordan Kunchog of the Elk Mound Mounders. It's a battle for first place in the Western Clover Belt Conference. We're back in a minute and a half on WOGO Sports.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to Western Cloverbelt Conference Girls Basketball on WOGO Sports. Your McDonald Central Lady Max host the Elk Mound Mounters here with head coach Jordan Konchak of Elk Mound. And coach, welcome to the conference here in the Western Cloverbelt. Certainly already making a play toward the top half of this conference. Good competition throughout the season so far. What have you seen so far where you say, hey, being in this conference makes us better?
Well, for top to bottom, the conference is extremely tough. There is no gimmies, and every game is a battle, and we know that on any given night we can get beat. I feel like we can be competitive night in and night out, but we have to play our best, and if we don't, then it's a challenge. And so, certainly the competition's been great. The conference is strong. And we're doing our best.
Coach, with that run to state you had last year, of course, when you have, I think, 3 or 4 year players like Ellie Shizik that you have to replace, what did you need to see from this team this year, and what have you seen so far?
Well, obviously, we had to replace a lot. And I feel the girls have done a good job of, coming into different roles. And the one thing that we needed to get better at early on in the season has been on the defense end. One thing, when you have that experience, what we like to run defensively, they've had the reps and know what's expected of them. And with a younger team, we haven't. It's just about gaining that experience, and I see it especially on the defense end, just positioning and things like that. And so that's been an area that we've had to work to get better at early on in this season.
And finally, Coach, what do you see in this McDonald team that's tough to play against? I mean, obviously, they love speeding people up and trying to make you uncomfortable, force turnovers with that press.
Well, that you said it. They're extremely athletic. They're very skilled. They pressure extremely well. A key to playing them is going to be our ability to take care of the ball. And we know we have our work cut out for us tonight. They have multiple kids that can score, multiple kids that can hit shots. And so the biggest thing, I think, is the ability to take care of the basketball. And that's easier said than done with that pressure. But, hopefully we can, play our game, play at the pace we want to play. I think that's going to be important, and we'll do our best with that. So,
Coach, we appreciate your time. Looking forward to a good one tonight.
Thank you.
Head Coach Jordan Konchak back after this with Coach Williams of the Max, Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for 4 generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Cardinals down 12-6, approaching the middle point of this first half. Wide open, Gebauer for three. Got it.
Kelsey Bremnes finds Claire Ruff, cutting to the hoop, has good position, goes over the top of her defender and scores.
Thornton, a long three.
Whoa.
advertise in Wogo's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
Western Clover Belt Conference basketball on WOGO Sports tonight. Your McDonald Central Lady Macs against the Elk Mound Mounders, here with head coach Sally Williams of McDonald. And coach, another little bit of a layoff here over the new year between those two games in the Denny Laramie tournament and this one. What did you emphasize, focus on in practice from those games to this one?
Yeah, just us getting better, just individually, individual skills, staying in shape, right? Because it was, it's a long break. It's over a week. And just trying to stay focused and continue the second half of the season.
Certainly focus. I know maybe that first game of the holiday tournament, it seemed like maybe a little rust to knock off. Do you feel like this game you're going to see more of that focus that you want?
Yeah, hoping that they're back in school, they're in more of a routine, and that they're coming ready to play, because it's a big game tonight.
Coach, this Elk Mound team really kind of took care of business against you guys last year. I think that's a game where you weren't there, but at least saw the tape afterward, and it was a pretty rough one. And they've got a lot of talent, of course, went to state last year. What do they do that makes things difficult?
Yeah, give Coach credit. They're ready to play. They're very fundamental sound. They're physical. They're patient. They do a lot of things just well, and so just trying to break some of their strengths down a little bit to try to turn the game and just create it up tempo.
Finally, coach, on the other side, after losing the initial two games of the season, you've run off 9 in a row. What do you think has been most instrumental in that winning streak and trying to keep it going here?
We just try to focus one game at a time. 1-0 is our motto, 1-0, and so that we don't focus on like the big and that the streak and such, but that can we take care of business one game at a time and just always staying focused, because it's too easy to look too far ahead, and then that's when you're going to get beat. And so trying to really just maintain one game at a time mentality.
Coach, it's a big one here tonight. We're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you afterward.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Head coach Sally Williams, McDonald Lady Max pregame show on WOGO Sports.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Hey, Dad, is that the Big Dipper?
No, son. That's a satellite, and the reason we don't have internet when it rains.
Tired of your inconsistent internet interrupting the things you need to do on a daily basis? Contact 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom to visit your home and discuss fiber optic reliability, speed, and signal strength. Fiber beats satellite and 5G every time. Keep stargazing in the heavens and start relying on fiber internet below the ground. Contact our local experts at WWT.net today at 231-2000.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Welcome back to McDonald Basketball. Lady Max Hoops here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. We just heard from Craig Toyson, owner of Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls, and it's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Mark Maloney, you've got two teams playing for the Catbird seat in the conference as we kind of hit that halfway mark of conference standings. What's the key or two tonight here for the Lady Max as they, again, try to keep things rolling?
Again, I think Coach Williams hit it right on the head. The girls should be back in their routine. They're back in school. Everything should be grooving here tonight. So just good basketball tonight. Take care of the basketball. Limit the turnovers and play their tenacious defense that they've been doing. So keep it up that way.
When you look at this Elk Mound team, their starting five, I think, is as talented as anyone in this entire conference. However, with losses to graduation from that team last year, I think Coach Kunchug might not have as deep of a bench as he had last year in that state run. So, again, foul trouble could be key as well, too. Can you get some of those starters off the floor and maybe test to see what kind of depth Elk Mound has? Because I think McDonald's depth can stand up against anyone.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, McDonald's bench is very, very deep. So, if we can get Elk Mound in a little bit of foul trouble and see what their bench can help them out. But that would be a great thing to do.
Should be a lot of fun here tonight. We've got great studios on both sides. We've got the pep band rocking here for McDonald. We are looking forward to this one on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream. We will step out and be back right after this, a 2.5 minute break. We're back in 2.5 minutes, and then it's game time here on WOGO Sports, your home for McDonald Athletics.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Western Cloverbelt Conference Girls Basketball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream, McDonald and Elk Mound. The Mounders being introduced first. Allie Roble, their leading scorer at 19.4 points per game, the 5'11 senior number 2. Kendra Garnett, a 5'8 junior sharpshooter, 9.2 points per game, number 3. Belle Konchak, the senior daughter of Coach Jordan Konchak, 5'6", number four, averaging 11.4 points per game. She's also a three-time state champion in golf and headed to NDSU. Scarlett Willover, the young freshman, 5'8", the freshman number 23, averaging 5.8 points per game. And Lofton Awe, the 5'9", senior number 35, 6.1 points per game for Coach Konchak and the Elk Mound Mounders. They are 8-3 on the season. They won three of their last four. They are 4-1 right now, tied with Regis for second place in the Western Clover Belt Conference. On the other side for your McDonald Central Lady Macs, 9-2 on the season, 5-0 right now in first place in the WCC. Aaron Siegenthaler, the 5'7" junior guard, averaging 5.7 points per game. Chloe Flanagan, one of two seniors on this roster, 5'4" senior, averaging 2.0 points and 1.9 rebounds per game. Anne Siegenthaler, the 5'8" junior, shooting 48% from the field, 11.3 points per game. The leading scorer for McDonald, number 12, 5'7" junior, Claire Ruff, 15.6 points per game. She's shooting 46% from the field and 34% from three. And rounding out the starting five for Coach Sally Williams, 5'7" junior, Emily Hartman, 5.6 points per game. It's ready to rock and roll here in McDonald. As we mentioned, good student sections on both sides. Dan Lewis on site here to take some photographs. Should be a lot of fun. Elk Mound in their jet black uniforms with the burnt orange numerals and lettering, white piping, orange accents. McDonald resplendent in their home white uniforms, tops and bottoms, with the solid blue numerals and lettering, some black piping, blue and white accents on the sides. As Ann Siegenthaler wins the tap, and McDonald will move left to right as we begin it here at Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium.
Playing man-to-man defense against us.
Claire Ruff traverses at the lane, lost it. Siegenthaler kick out. Aaron Siegenthaler for three. Book it! Right wing triple, Aaron Siegenthaler.
Nice shot. Nice ball movement. Oh, there we go.
A steal for McDonald. As Siegenthaler gets the Lady Macs on the board right away. Long cross-court pass to Claire Ruff. Emily Hartman moves it to the right wing. Chloe Flanagan shoots it down to Hartman. Good position inside the right block. Goes up strong. Someone changed that shot, but dug out by Siegenthaler. Claire Ruff driving baseline, going in hard. Shot comes up short. Little contact down there, not enough to draw a foul.
No, I think the defensive player had good position there, and she Claire
just
was trying to make some room.
Yeah. Willover drops it down into the post. Running hook, no. For Allie Roble. Donald leading 3-0, almost 90 seconds into this contest. Into the paint, Siegenthaler. And Siegenthaler comes up short again. Good defense in the interior for Elk Mound. They've got some length.
Yep.
One possession lead for the Lady Macs. Glover goes back up top. Kendra Garnett, she's a strong three-point shooter. 22 makes from beyond the arc, topped only by Isabella Kunchog, 28 made threes. And she'll take one from straight on. Back rim, no. Going high for the rebound. Ann Siegenthaler pushes it ahead to sister Aaron. Aaron Siegenthaler far side. Aaron drives hard in the paint, takes some contact, a whistle and a foul, and going to the line for the first time tonight, Aaron Siegenthaler.
I think they called that one on the ground.
On the ground, excuse me. So McDonald will inbound, leading 3-0. Two at the blocks, two in the corners. Chloe Flanagan shoots it into Emily Hartman. Good position, but missed one from just inside the right block. Rebound out to Garnett. Kunchog to Willover. Willover, 5'8", as a freshman, good size. Allie Roble up top, tallest on the floor at 5'11". Head fake, drive into the lane, and a whistle and a foul with 15:32 to play.
Going on Aaron.
Aaron Siegenthaler, her first, team's first. Drive on the right baseline, kick out. Kunchog for three. She goes down heavily, shot missed. Push ahead to Claire Ruff from Ann Siegenthaler. Claire's going to get an easy run out and a layup. 5-0 McDonald. Claire Ruff, her first basket, and again leads McDonald at just under 16 per game. 5-0 the Lady Macs. Kunchog left side.
That's what they do best is transition.
Long cross-court skip, air ball three. A good look there for Garnett, just wouldn't go down.
Oh.
But a steal and wool over.
Oh.
And one. You can see why she's starting as a freshman. 5-2, and Scarlett Woolover, first bucket of the game for Elk Mound.
Checking in for the Lady Macs, number three, Kelsey Bremnes.
Kelsey Bremnes in for Emily Hartman. Riley Christensen also in, pair of juniors, as Aaron Sigenthaler will take a seat with 14:58 to play.
Emily had secured that rebound, but then lost the handle, and 23 was right in the area.
Free throw perfect for Scarlett Woolover. 5-3. She averages 5.8. Already at the halfway point of her average. It's just a few minutes gone by first half. Riley Christensen into Ann Sigenthaler. She's doubled. Ann having some trouble. Held ball. Possession will go the other way.
Yeah, they collapse in the middle very, very well.
Full court defensive pressure for the Lady Macs. Steal by Claire Ruff in the far corner on the overthrow. Riley Christensen up top. Swings to Kelsey Bremnes. Kelsey in that right wing. Loops back up top. Feed into the post. Ann Sigenthaler finds Kelsey. Sneaking back door. Pumps. Is hit down below. Shot went awry, but Kelsey Bremnes will go to the line shooting two. Her team up 5-3 with 14:26 to play. We had our Toyson Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. Kelsey Bremnes at the line, McDonald Jr. Shooting two. They'll stay down on the first. First free throw for Bremnes, back rim and off the mark. It remains 5-3, McDonald. Kelsey shooting 63% from the foul line, McDonald 66% from free throw range overall. Second free throw is perfect. 6-3, full one possession lead as Bremnes gets into the scoring column. Aaron Sigenthaler back out there. Chloe Flanagan takes a break for Coach Sally Williams. Full court pressure for the Lady Macs. Inbounds to Roble. Knocked out of bounds by Ann Sigenthaler, and they'll do it again from the opposite side.
Yeah, good pressure defense here, full court.
Inbounds to Roble. Senior. Loops that to Woolover. Senior to freshman. Garnett goes across the floor to Kunchog. Garnett, the junior, Kunchog, the senior. Driving in hard is Roble. She's got a nice shot. Won't roll in from 6 feet. And the rebound to Ann Sigenthaler.
Ann gets up there and gets a lot of rebounds. She's got some hops.
Leading McDonald in that category. We've got a hold called on Allie Roble on the far side as Claire Ruff had intentions of driving to the hoop. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Ann Sigenthaler, Claire Ruff will take a breather as Emily Hartman back in along with Jasmine Gerber, number 43, the junior, in for the first time. Jasmine adds some height at 6 foot. Inbounds looped up top. Riley Christensen back to Kelsey Bremnes. Aaron Sigenthaler left wing. She already has a three outside the arc. Back up top, Riley Christensen, Emily Hartman looking to the post. Gerber working hard in there. A little bit of a bobble up top for Aaron Sigenthaler. Riley Christensen drives to the right elbow. Kick out, Aaron Sigenthaler. Aaron all the way across the floor to the long arm reach of Gerber. Gerber finds Bremnes. Nice. Bremnes hopping in for two.
Very nice.
8-3, and Bremnes has 3 points already. McDonald's lead back to five. Bell Kunchog, of course, three-time state champion at the Division II level in golf, playing for North Dakota State University next year. And actually, her little sister, Clara, who's a freshman, took fifth in the state in golf. And, yeah, I was talking to Coach Kunchog before, and I said, what's it like when those two go at it on the golf course? He said, it's pretty interesting. He said Clara got her a couple times.
Oh.
Inbounds to Riley Christensen in the far corner. McDonald leading 8-3. Under 13 to play here in the first half. Spotting up for three, just rimming out. Trying to go over the top of Garnett was Aaron Siegenthal. Hunchak. Kelsey Bremnes keeping a wary eye on her. Loft and off. Over in the corner for Garnett. Back up top, Allie Roble, who doesn't shoot threes very often. She knows her game is inside as she drives inside the right block, a whistle and a foul.
Sarah's picked up her second.
With 12:30 to play, we talked about depth for McDonald. That could be tested here as some of their starters. Aaron Siegenthaler in particular battling a little foul trouble. Team foul is now even at three apiece. Chloe Flanagan back in. And Siegenthaler back in as well. Jasmine Gerber, Emily Hartman, Claire Ruff on the floor as well. Inbounds, well executed for Konchak. Her three comes up short. Jasmine Gerber lost the handle on it. Roble takes it away. Roble across the floor to Woolover, and Woolover up and in for two. Woolover has all the points. Gerber, her shot blocked in the lane opposite side. 8-5, McDonald up three with 12:09 to play. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. That's White City Glass. McDonald with an inbounds, and Siegenthaler finds Claire Ruff. Knocked away, and Claire Ruff in the far corner. Emily Hartman back to Claire Ruff. Corner three. Book it for Claire.
Very good shot.
11-5. Couple made threes so far for McDonald. Claire Ruff shooting 34% from downtown. Punchock to Woolover, left block extended. Garnett to Roble. Roble outside the arc, left-handed dribble, leaves it for Garnett, the junior, swings short corner. Scarlett Woolover, talented freshman. Roble working off Woolover's screen. Tough shot, maybe blocked on the way up by Hartman. Woolover got it back. She attacks. Her shot blocked. Siegenthaler got a piece of it that time. Claire Ruff, good catch right in front of the Elk Mound bench, far side. Emily Hartman moves for and Siegenthaler via Chloe Flanagan. Up top, Claire Ruff thought about a really deep three. Instead of attacking into the lane, no look pass, Jasmine Gerber. Straight on three. That one comes up short. Rebound saved back to Elk Mound. Chloe Flanagan had a good look, wouldn't go down for the McDonald senior.
Very good look. Wide open. She'll get him.
Full two-possession lead for the Lady Macs. Roble drives into the lane. Kick out left side. There's a wide open three, and that one's good. Elk Mound's not going to stay down in that category for long. 11-8. That was Kendra Garnett, her 23rd of the season. She shoots 30% from downtown. Claire Ruff up top. She'll try to answer for three, and she will. Claire Ruff feeling it.
With a very quick release there.
14-8. That was like a Cale Holm three.
Yes, it was.
Snapped it off. Back to a six-point lead for the Lady Macs. Garnett to Kunshog. Left corner, driving baseline. Kicked opposite side. Garnett back to Loftinov. They'll rotate into the left corner. Roble driving baseline against Siegenthaler, trying to back her down. Comes up short. Scrabble for the rebound, and putting it back up and in is Roble. Good hard work by the senior. 14-10, that's her first basket. Allie Roble averages almost 20 a game, 19.4. Just under 10 minutes to go. Looking back door, Claire Ruff, really tough angle after the pass from Siegenthaler. Got her own rebound and turns around from 4 feet and puts it up and in.
Good physical fight down there by Claire.
She has 10 points already. 16-10, the Lady Macs. Lofton on, they'll rotate left side. Garnett back to Woolover, who has a strong game, 5 points so far. Velkonchuk. Garnett, left side for Roble. Siegenthaler right in her grill. Roble driving down to the paint. She's double tied up. Emily Hartman, well done.
That's what they got to do there. I mean, she takes the ball hard to the basket, and she needs a little help there and does a great job.
Ella Sexton coming into the game for McDonald, number 15, the junior, 6 foot, averaging 3.1 points per game. Kelsey Bremnes back out there. Chloe Flanagan back out. Riley Christensen and Ann Siegenthaler rounding out the five on the floor for the Lady Macs. Kunshog, left block extended. Doubled back out to Roble. Woolover rotates right side, Garnett. New entrant into the game is number 15, Elizabeth Beskow, the senior, 5'7". Chloe Flanagan going for the steal. Garnett gets by her. Garnett, nice Euro into the lane. No, rebound snapped down by Bremnes. Chloe Flanagan running the show. Far side, Siegenthaler. And loops back up top, Kelsey Bremnes. Riley Christensen against Woolover. Right wing, Kelsey Bremnes now up top between the wheels. 8.5 to go, McDonald leading by 6, 16-10. Sexton is doubled to Riley Christensen, slides a bounce. Chloe Flanagan lost the handle for a moment, gets it back. Flanagan to Ann Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler at the left elbow, Kelsey Bremnes. Gunshot giving her a bit of space. Bounce down to Sexton. Gets a post touch. She's doubled. Sexton goes up hard. Called for a travel. Thought they might get a foul, but took steps first.
There's people hanging on her arms there, but she got doubled.
When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, think Heese Loken & Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heese and Heese Loken at 715-720-4000. That's 720-4000 for Heese Loken & Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying. Gunshog, really deep three. Long rebound off the back rim. Riley Christensen. Across the floor, the skip Dan Siegenthaler right in front of the Elkbound bench. Donald trying to extend this two-possession lead. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Sam Aberley on site, our video producer, audio producer at the Wilgo Radio Studios. Zach Wycheck, entry pass knocked into the arms of Allie Roble. They were looking for Sexton there. Garnett to Kunshaw. Allie Roble swings to Woolover. They'll work it right side in front of the McDonald bench. Garnett. Woolover left side. 7:15 to go. 16-10, McDonald up 6. Nice move to Roble. Roble up and in off the glass. Good touch off the window for Allie Roble as they got her rolling to the bucket. Roble now has 4. 3 from the right corner. Off the mark for Riley Christensen. Long rebound out to Elk Mound, trailing by 4. 30-second timeout taken by Coach Kunchok. Full timeout. So we'll take a 60-second break. We are back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports Western Cloverbelt Conference Girls Basketball. McDonald and Elk Mound. Back in a minute.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Cardinals down 12-6, approaching the middle point of this first half. Wide open, Gabauer for 3. Got it.
Kelsey Bremnes finds Claire Ruff, cutting to the hoop, has good position, goes over the top of her defender and scores.
Thornton, a long 3.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. 3 generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. 2 possession lead remains for McDonald, but it's 4 instead of 6 coming out of the Elk Mound timeout. The Mounders with just over 6.5 minutes to play, half possession, trying to cut into this lead for McDonald. Good catch by Garnett in the far corner. Finds Roble. Roble, beautiful left hand. 16-14 as she starts to heat up. Allie Roble with 6. Averages over 19 per contest. Skilled post player. Looking into Ella Sexton. Gets away out of bounds back to the Mounders. Chance to tie or take the lead for Elk Mound. They have not led in this one as McDonald took that early advantage 5-0. They've led by a couple possessions throughout. Almost two-thirds of the way through the first half. Woolover, who had the first 5 points, gives it up to Besko, the work right side. Finding Roble again. Roble off the glass and good again. She ties the game. Allie Roble with 8 of the 16. Emily Hartman driving baseline. Kick out to Bremnes. Works to Riley Christensen. Finds Hartman. Hartman driving along the baseline, slides one to Ella Sexton. Out to Riley. Riley free throw line jumper pops in and out. Grabs her own rebound. Kicks back out. Ella Sexton. She'll take a three from the left. Oh. Wing! Looking for Ella!
We'll take it.
19-16. The junior with a splash. Oh, they're calling it a long two, it looks like.
Really? They had a foot on the line.
Still a one-possession game as Sexton fouls a hard-cutting Elizabeth Besko, the senior. And she'll go to the line shooting two with a chance to tie with 5:05 remaining. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen and bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. As the first free throw is good, large job or small, call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. That's Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. So Besko hits the first. Chloe Powell, another freshman, 5'3", comes in for Coach Kunchuk. His team trailing by a point. Besko a chance to tie it up, and she will. Good free throw shooting team, 64%. Besko hits a pair. Kananis at 18. Ann Siegenthaler back in there. She immediately gets a post touch and scores. Siegenthaler deep position in the lane. That's her first basket.
Yep.
Under five to go. Roble has had the hot hand. Kick out Besko. Works it right side, Kunchuk. Will over in front of the McDonald bench. Besko up top. Left side, Kunchuk guarded by Chloe Flanagan. On the right side, Powell, the freshman, loops up top. Kunchuk, the senior. Two-point game, 4:20 to go. Aaron Siegenthaler on the bench with two fouls for McDonald. Four whistles against the Lady Macs. Now 5-3 against Elk Mound. A fifth foul for McDonald called against Riley Christensen. That's her first with 4:13 to play. White City Glass, if you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. All over in the right corner.
Very patient on offense.
They are indeed. Besko up top. They left her alone for three. High archer off the back rim in the glass to McDonald. Kelsey Bremnes on the run. Bremnes going to be called for a carry, and that's a good call.
Yeah.
3:48 to play. 20-18, and again a chance for the Mounders to tie or take the lead. They have not led yet tonight. After giving up the first 5 points of the game to McDonald, Garnett comes back in. Kunchog's going to take a breather. Inbounds to Roble. Facing backcourt pressure. Roble to Woolover. Across the timeline. Freshman back to the senior left wing. Roble attacking into the paint. Extra pass into the right corner. Garnett, a deep three. That one rims in. And Elk Mound takes their first lead, 21-20. Second three of the game for Garnett. Aaron Siegenthaler back out there playing with two fouls. Down to Lauren Buescher, one of two seniors for McDonald. Lauren, number 11, seeing her first action tonight. Lady Max trailing 21-20. And Siegenthaler in the right corner. Fights a pass up top, Kelsey Bremnes. Kelsey has it poked away by Roble. Roble with his steal, being pursued from behind. Roble, layup is good. 23-20. Timeout taken. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
It's time for change. Experience better banking and put your financial goals in motion with Royal Credit Union. It's time to get more from your checking account, upgrade your vehicle, or finally build your dream home. Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust to plan for what's next. Better banking is one change away. It's time to switch to Royal Credit Union. Get started at rcu.org/time. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval. Equal housing opportunity.
Add value and beauty to your home with Post Glass and Mirror. Ensure every day starts better with a gorgeous custom shower door. Did you know that adding mirrors to a room can make it feel 2 times bigger? Post Glass and Mirror has many styles and shapes of mirrors to choose from. And does condensation gathering inside your windows make them look like they're crying? Don't end up shedding tears yourself over high energy bills. Call Post Glass and Mirror today. Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Free estimates. Start today at Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball and WOGO Sports. 2:52 to play in the half. McDonald down 23-20 after a furious rally by the Mounders. Lady Max led 5-0 early, led by a couple possessions for a good portion of this first half. Elk Mounds battled back. Clear rough up top. Kelsey Bremnes passes up the three on the closeout. Aaron Siegenthaler over to Kelsey Bremnes. Bremnes this time takes the three, comes up short. Offensive rebound, Ann Siegenthaler. She's deep in the paint. Kick out, Aaron Siegenthaler, opposite corner. Aaron drives into the lane. Hard shot high off the glass. Rebound batted out to Kelsey Bremnes. Immediately feeds Ann Siegenthaler. Ann driving in against Lofton Awe. Kick out up top to Aaron Siegenthaler. Extra pass to the left corner. Kelsey Bremnes doesn't take the three. Now she will pull up. That one off the far side of the rim, and Roble tracks down the rebound. Just over 2 minutes to play. Subs coming in for McDonald. Kunchak for three. That one rattles out. Claire Ruff with the rebound. Aaron Siegenthaler looking for Ann Siegenthaler. Knocked away. Lauren Buescher helpfully retrieves it. Minute 50 left. Lauren Buescher up top. Aaron Siegenthaler, the junior. Claire Ruff left wing. She has a couple threes so far. Woolover now guarding her. Aaron Siegenthaler right wing. And trying to post up against Roble. Cross-court pass, Kelsey Bremnes. Outside the arc left wing in front of that Elk Mound bench. One bounce. Whips it inside. Aaron Siegenthaler. Good position. Couldn't get the shot to fall.
I don't know how she got that pass through there. That was a good pass.
23-20. Garnett up top. Left side for Woolover. Minute 10 left. Lofton off, throws it into the backcourt. And that would be an over and back, but out of bounds. Are they going to say tipped?
Yep.
Oh, staying with Elk Mound.
Looked like it had a little mishap on it when that ball went across there. It looked like it was tipped in the air.
Taylor Frenak, 5'6", senior number one, into the game for the first time for Elk Mound. Kunchog in the backcourt. 23-20 Elk Mound. This battle for first place in the conference.
Timeout.
Whistle timeout taken by Coach Kunchog. 30-second break. We're back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Let 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom visit your home for a free security system consultation. Do you have a faucet that freezes every winter or flooding in your basement? Throw down a floor monitor or install a glass break sensor by your back door, which is the most common entry point for vandals. WWIB listeners get a free pan, tilt, and zoom camera valued at $100 with every security system. Everyone wants an affordable security system after a bad experience. Why not call before? Call a 24/7 Telecom professional today at 231-2000.
WOGO Sports coverage of McDonald Lady Max Basketball. WOGO Sports on YouTube, 103.1 FM, AM 680 on the radio dial. Also live audio streaming at WOGO.com. Also live video in addition to the YouTube channel on the WOGO Radio Facebook page. Always appreciate subscriptions on that YouTube channel so you never miss our broadcast. 45 seconds to go. Elk Mound with possession and a three-point lead here over the Lady Max, 23-20. Kendra Garnett, who's hit a couple threes. Right side, Bell Conchog. 30 seconds to play. The crowd looking like they might want to hope for the final shot. We'll see as Kunshaw drives in hard. They're going to wave the shot off. Yep. She traveled the basketball before what looked like it could be an end one. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Now at 25.6 seconds, McDonald has the basketball.
They get a good shot off here.
Lucy Priest came into the game. Number 32. Priest goes back door, takes the contact. She's going to go to the line, shooting two with 10.7 left.
It's a great pass by Kelsey.
23-20 at the moment, but two free throws. Riley. Yeah, Riley's averaging, I believe, 1.9 assists per game. First free throw, perfect for Lucy Priest. 23-21. See if she can pull them even closer. Lucy, the junior, number 32, averaging 1.2 points per game for the Lady Macs. Second free throw, good as well. She hit a pair of them, 1 point game. And if you missed it, the JV game came down to the final moments, 40-39. 3 seconds left. Garnett to beat the buzzer for three. She hits it. 26-22 after Garnett hits her third triple of the first half. And that's the momentum for the Mounders going into the break. Entertaining game here at the half. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Macs Basketball on WOGO.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our communities strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerIns.com.
Halftime here at McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you in a four-point game at the half, 26-22. And Mark, maybe what we expected here between these two teams battling for first place in the conference. McDonald with a lead, and I know Coach Kunchak mentioned that his team is young, maybe overall, but the starting five especially, they've got a lot of experience playing some high-level basketball, high-pressure basketball. Of course, went to state last year, and they showed it this year as they got down six early and came back, now lead by four at the break, including a huge three to beat the buzzer.
Yeah, and again, their ball handling is phenomenal right now. They're just doing a really good job controlling the offense, moving the ball around the perimeter,
yeah,
and then attacking, and Allie Robo, when she gets it, man, she just goes after the basket.
Yeah.
You know, she just heads right into the basket, pushes people out of the way, and does a nice job defending her, trying to wall her up. But she kind of, there's a lot of bumping and banging going on there, but she takes the ball to the hoop, and then they move the ball around the perimeter very well and, you know, get some decent shots off out there. So the McDonald girls just, you know, tighten up that defense just a little bit. But again, Elkmont's doing a good job moving the ball, and offensively, I think McDonald's just got to get in a rhythm. We haven't been in a real big rhythm here offensively, trying to get things going. And you know, so that's some of the stuff that they can clean up here in the second half.
Again, 26-22 Elk Mound here at the break. Leading scorers on both sides as McDonald has had six players score Elk Mound with four for the Mounders. Allie Roble has, is tied for a game high with Clara Ruff with 10 points, 9 for Kendra Garnett, the junior, all from beyond the arc, including that buzzer beater to end the half. Scarlett Willover had the first 5 points of the game for Elk Mound. That's where she sits at halftime, and two for Elizabeth Besko, those coming from the free throw line. On the other side for McDonald, Clara Ruff has hit her 13th and 14th threes of the season. She has 10 points, again tied for a game high. Then again, single digits for everybody else. Aaron Siegenthaler with three, Kelsey Bremnes with three. Again, they each hit a three-pointer. Kelsey had the end one. And then two for Ann Siegenthaler, two for Ella Sexton, and two for Lucy Priest. Thought it was a three for Ella Sexton, but must have had a toe on the line. Yeah. Just a shoe size a little bit too big.
I think Aaron had a three, too. I think she started her first shot off with a three.
Yes.
So, yeah, again, yeah, I had it marked down for Ella with a three also.
And I had to change that. I was wondering why the math wasn't mathing.
Yeah. So,
26-22 here at the break. We'll step out for 2 minutes. Be back with our halftime tradition, Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. A lot of fun having you with us here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Let a friend know we've got live coverage of McDonald and Chi-High Athletics all throughout the season here on WOGO Sports. Back in 2 minutes.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Cardinals down 12-6, approaching the middle point of this first half. Wide open, Gebauer for three. Got it.
Kelsey Bremnes finds Claire Ruff, cutting to the hoop, has good position, goes over the top of her defender and scores.
Thornton, a long three.
Advertise in Wogo's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking.
Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Halftime here at WOGO Sports. McDonald trailing 26-22 before the second half begins. It's our halftime tradition. Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. Please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. And we'll start out with Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana. Jory Kabishik up at Eielson Air Force Base in Fairbanks, Alaska. Kyle and Nicole Liegholm over at Yokota Air Force Base, Japan. Greg Hovland is at Davis Moffett Air Force Base in Arizona. Sarah Passant-Bolby is a 133rd Civil Engineers with the Minnesota Air Force National Guard, along with Kristen Levesser, who's also with the Air Force National Guard out of Minneapolis. Carter Billing, working security forces at the Navy Brig in San Diego. John Hayton from Colfax is in the Army Guard out of Spooner, currently deployed overseas. Brandon Anderson from Colfax is active duty in the Navy. He's getting close to winding up. Wayne Trimble is getting ready to retire here in another month or about 6 weeks, I think. February 28th is his retirement date. Noah Stewart is a Chi High grad stationed at Joint Base Bowling in Washington, D.C. Ellie Eckes is a second lieutenant in the Army Signal Corps. Matt Pulver is off at Air Force Base, Nebraska. Mason Gadel is a 2022 Chi High grad with the Merchant Marines. And Brianna Gentleman Mulcahy from McDonnell. Her husband is a lieutenant out at Offutt Air Force Base in Omaha, Nebraska. And we also have Paul Tetrott is in the Army, a McDonnell grad. And Evan Eckes is in the ROTC out at Purdue, along with Jonathan Larson is a 2020 McDonnell grad in the Army at Fort Canvas down in Texas. And my nephew, Stephen Maloney, is out of the Army Reserves out of Colorado and is currently deployed overseas also. And again, with this wild world that we have going on, we sure do appreciate everybody that's in the military, and I'd like to have some more new names, and I'll work on that a little bit more since I'm retired now. I'll have some time to reach out to some people and see if we can't add some names to this list. But again, a huge thank you to all of our military.
Absolutely. We cannot thank you enough, and would love, as Mark mentioned, to continue having more and more names added to that list all throughout this season. Sliding a bounce pass, Siegenthaler, and Aaron will go right at the rim and is bumped, and she will go to the line shooting two as McDonald tries to cut into this four-point deficit as we begin the second half here on WOGO Sports. Look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. First free throw is good for Erin Siegenthaler. Give her 4 points. She hits a pair. It's a two-point game. 26-24. Siegenthaler is a 69% foul shooter.
Five second
count on Elk Mound, and McDonald gets the ball back.
It's great defense right there.
17-51 to play. 9 seconds into the second half, and McDonald has a chance to tie or take the lead here. Two of the blocks, two at the elbows, inbounds to Claire Ruff, guarded by Woolover, working off a screen. Little spacing trouble for McDonald. She'll drop it down to Ann Siegenthaler, right block extended. Loops out to Chloe Flanagan. Emily Hartman, Erin Siegenthaler complete the five on the floor for Coach Sally Williams. This battle for first place in the Western Clover Belt. Regis, McDonald, and Elk Mound all bunch near the top. McDonald the only unbeaten right now. Emily Hartman lost the handle on the ball, tracked down in the corner. Roble saves it back in bounds.
Man, she's a hustler.
Garnett right side to Woolover. Up top to Lofton Awe. Working the pivot, Garnett, Kunshog, Tally Roble. Roble back to Woolover. Again, she had the first 5 points of the game for Elk Mound. Feed down to Roble. Roble had a hot hand in the first half. Goes too strong off the glass that time. Coming back the other way for the Lady Max. Claire Ruff up to Chloe Flanagan. 26-24, McDonald down two. And Siegenthaler trying to go by Lofton. Aw, she's held up. Shot will be waved off as she went off the glass. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home or your business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Chloe Flanagan back up after she was sent sprawling on the inbounds. Erin Siegenthaler had those two fouls in the first half, so I had to sit more than she'd be accustomed to. Vita Ann Siegenthaler, and she's fouled from behind by Lofton on. The foul's mounting pretty quickly here early in the second half for Coach Kunshag and Elk Mound. Now, they didn't have a lot of foul trouble in the first half, but three quick ones here. That's the second on Lofton on. Screening across the way. Claire Ruff has it in front of her own bench. Doubled momentarily, back out. Chloe Flanagan, left wing. Chloe puts it on the floor with the left hand, trying to drive by Kunchak. Loops into the paint. Stolen. Garnett with the steal. Two-point lead, looking for more. Elk Mound.
Oh.
Steal coming the other way. Knocked out of bounds here, and Siegenthaler had it for a moment. Couldn't get the breakaway.
Yeah.
At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, the new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Kunchak hands off to Roble. Roble at the foul line. Backing her defender down. Kick out. Kunchak to Lofton Awe, who's playing with those two fouls now. 2 minutes into the second half. 26-24 Elk Mound. Steal by Chloe Flanagan. Chloe with the breakaway. Left-handed layup too strong off the glass. Kunchak with the rebound.
Just lost the handle on the ball.
Everything but the bucket there. Garnett, who had those three threes in the first half, including the buzzer beater, gets it back in the left corner. Shoots it to Kunchak, right wing, against Chloe Flanagan. Chloe poking at the ball again, working off a screen. Nice feed down low to Lofton. Off the glass, counted in a foul. 28-24, a chance for their largest lead of the night. Elk Mound as Lofton Awe. Her first points of the night. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. 28-24, make it 29-24. That is the largest lead for Elk Mound tonight. Lofton on the end one. Riley Christensen back out there for McDonald. Claire Ruff hesitates, then takes the three straight on, rims in and out. Offensive rebound, Riley. Christensen at the left elbow. Across the paint to Ann Siegenthaler. Ann drops it down to Claire Ruff. Ruff, good position, goes up strong, can't get the bucket to fall. Pressure in the backcourt. Garnett finds Kunchak. Elk Mound up five. 3 minutes into the second half. Knocked out of bounds. Coach Kunchak wanted a foul on Chloe Flanagan. Not going to get it, but Elk Mound will retain possession. Garnett will inbound in front of her own bench, far side. Her team up 29-24. Spinning. Kunchak blocked along the baseline by Kelsey Bremnes. Bremnes, her shot, her pass rather, tipped. Ann Siegenthaler drives in hard to the basket and a layup. First bucket for Ann Siegenthaler here in the second half. 29-26, immediate pressure by McDonald in the backcourt. Trouble in the corner. Flanagan had it, lost it in the corner.
Got a foul.
Got a foul. As Chloe saved it back in bounds and was fouled. Erin Siegenthaler comes in. Chloe Flanagan get a well-deserved high five from her teammate standing on the bench. She had a couple steals there. 14:30 to play. McDonald down one full possession. Inbounds to Claire Ruff at the right elbow. Steps back for a 16-footer. Front rim, no. Pretty good challenge that time by Elk Mound and Scarlett Willover, the 5'8 freshman. Lofton Awe. Garnett, Kunchak right wing. Off the screen from Roble. Back to Garnett with 14:10 to play. 29-26. McDonald down three. Claire Ruff jumps into the air and steals the pass with two hands. Left wing up top. Working right side, Aaron Siegenthaler to Ann Siegenthaler. She'll attack on Lofton Awe. She's fouled on the ground. That's going to be the third on Awe. 13:55 remaining.
I got her down for four, but I've been off. I've been watching the score up the scoreboard up there.
Yeah, the scoreboard says three, but we could be off. That is the fifth team foul here in the second half, though, on Elk Mound.
Yeah. I've been off by one on every time they put a foul up there. I don't know if they're starting over in the second half or what.
Inbounds to Riley Christensen, left wing. Riley trying to drop it down to Jasmine Gerber, and Gerber lost it out of bounds, going to Elk Mound. Still a three-point game. Roble in the backcourt. The senior takes it across the logo. Aaron Siegenthaler picks her up. Roble driving right down the middle of the lane, and the runner is good. 31-26. Roble now with a game-high 12 points. Kelsey Bremnes to Aaron Siegenthaler, right wing. Riley Christensen. Emily Hartman to Kelsey Bremnes in the left corner. Riley, right wing. Drops off to Emily Hartman. Kelsey Bremnes, left side. Jasmine Gerber in the corner. Gerber shoots it. High catch. Riley Christensen. Riley picks up her dribble. In the right corner, Emily Hartman. Hartman, high arcing three off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Roble. Good position by the senior. 31-26, back again to the largest lead of the night for Elk Mound. Arnett driving baseline. She's fouled. It's going to be just the second of the half on McDonald, but it's a shooting foul as Riley Christensen picks up her first.
See, and I got her down for two. I don't know why I'm off by one all the time.
Garnett, free throw's good, 32-26.
Oh, somebody pulled a plug.
Far side, the scorer's table just went offline, now it's back. Garnett, that's her first non-three-point make. She has 10. 12:48 to go, 32-26. Enrollment is open at McDonald Area Catholic Schools, enrolling students for grades 3K through 12. Find out more at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. That's McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. There's two from the free throw line for Kendra Garnett. 33-26, missed by McDonald, rebound back to Elk Mound. 7-point lead, looking for more. A lot of game left, but McDonald not going to want to fall much further behind this Mounders team that plays strong defense. A block by Jasmine Gerber. Ann Siegenthaler, right wing. Back out to Aaron Siegenthaler. 7-point lead for the visitors. This battle for first place in the conference. Jumper too strong. Emily Hartman, offensive rebound, stepped on the baseline, bumped, no call. Back to Elk Mound with 12-12 to play. Coming into the game to inbound, number 5, Chloe Powell, the freshman. Kenshog will take a quick breather here. Also back out there is Elizabeth Beskow, the senior. She had 2 in the first half. Roble doubled across the timeline. Wool over far side. 1/3 of the way through the second half. 7-point lead for Elk Mound. Roble driving baseline. Gets by her defender. Pick out right corner. 3 on the way. That one off the mark for Garnett. Roble offensive rebound. Goes up and scores. There's been no answer for Allie Roble. 35-26. Largest lead for either team tonight. And Siegenthaler up top. Emily Hartman left wing. 11.5 minutes to go. And Siegenthaler passes up a 3 as Roble comes out on her. Finds Jasmine Gerber. Gerber driving in hard. Pound the basket and the foul and one.
Could be the spark.
Big bucket for the junior. 35-28. McDonald back within 7. As Jasmine Gerber, her first basket. And she will go to the line to look for 3 the old-fashioned way as Kunshaw quickly back into the game. That was the 6th team foul as well on Elk Mound, so free throws to the rest of the game for McDonald. Back rim, too strong on the free throw. Stays 35-28. Lady Max had a chance for that offensive board, and Roble just took it away. Roble right wing. Shoots it high post. They have a whistle and a foul.
Jasmine.
Gerber picked it up. Team's third with 11:13 left. That's the first on Gerber. Garnett to inbound. Finds Roble at the left block. She's immediately doubled. Roble looks into the corner. Garnett has an open three. That one rims off, out of bounds. Last touch by McDonald. Good fight down there for Beskow of Elk Mound. And it went off Hartman and out of bounds. Into Roble.
Jump ball.
Jump ball possession will stay with Elk Mound. So we're at 11:01 left. Gerber out, Riley Christensen, Claire Ruff, Emily Hartman, and the Siegenthaler twins on the floor for Coach Sally Williams. Inbounds to Kunshog, right wing. 35-28, Elk Mound up by 7. Roble on the right side. Kunshog has it in front of her own bench on the left. Good ball movement by Elk Mound, moving very quickly here. Roble outside the arc. Drives into the paint. Lowers the shoulder.
Yep.
Offensive foul.
Yep. That was a correct call.
So McDonald will take possession back. That's the seventh on Elk Mound. But again, an offensive foul. So no free throws here for the Lady Macs. But gets them a little bit closer to the double bonus, which they may need as they try to hit the comeback trail here. Down 35-28. Aaron Siegenthaler probing, picks up the dribble, back out to Riley Christensen. Riley, tough shot in the paint, rolls in and out. Roble, another rebound.
Good shot, good look at the basket.
Roble across the logo, right side Kunshog. Senior to senior, little spacing. Left side Roble. Ball fake, driving baseline. Kick out up top, a steal by Claire Ruff. Ruff attacking the basket, hangs in the air, no, grabs her own rebound, goes up strong again, and it runs out again. Oh my goodness, a couple point blank looks that would not go down for the Lady Macs, a basket they really could have used.
Yes. That was amazing that it didn't go in.
Far side thrown into the sideline. Coach Kunshog not happy there as it got away from Beskow up top looking for Kunshog. 9:35 to go. Down 7. McDonald needs a basket here. Momentum starting to shift back a little bit their way. Harmon to Ann Siegenthaler.
Use a basket here.
Riley Christensen posting up. Emily Hartman left wing. Hartman loops it over into the left corner. Feed down into the paint. Jump ball possession will stay with McDonald after the tie-up. We'll bring the kids to the Winter Carnival during the McDonald Area Catholic School Spaghetti Spectacular, January 25th. It's a Sunday. Wristbands just $3 per child, $10 per family. Parents free. Good inbounds to Emily Hartman, and Hartman will go to the line for two. And an Elk Mound player is down. That's Woolover.
Yeah. She hit hard.
9:09 to play as the teams will go to their respective sidelines, and hopefully Woolover's all right. Talented young freshman. That's the eighth team foul on Elk Mound with almost half of the second half remaining. And during the Kids Winter Carnival and the Spaghetti Spectacular, bouncy houses, carnival games, snack stations, and more. More about that Spaghetti Spectacular. It's Sunday, January 25th. Everyone is welcome, 11 to 4 right here at McDonald High School. Enjoy homemade spaghetti, garlic bread, and desserts, all by free will donation, plus raffles, pull tabs, and student volunteers serving with a smile. January 25th, 11 to 4 at McDonald High School. Again, everyone is welcome. Good to see Woolover up and headed to the sideline under her own power. Hopefully she's able to shake that off soon. Again, she fell down hard. Hartman will go to the line with 9:09 remaining, her team down 7. Lady Max needs some scores with the clock stopped here. They're 9-2 on the season, have won 9 in a row. First free throw is good. I think that's the first points for Emily Hartman.
Yep.
She becomes the seventh McDonald player in the scoring column. Second free throw is good as well. 35-30. Couple nice makes for Hartman. Full court pressure as per usual for the Lady Macs. Bounce to Robo. A steal by Claire Ruff and called for a travel. Claire goes down heavily, has a smile on her face as she got tripped up incidentally.
Helped up there by Garnett.
Bounce to Robo. McDonald, immediate double. Robo loops it across the timeline. Past the halfway point now. 5-point game. Let's go left side to the freshman, Chloe Powell. Robel driving into the lane. Nice no-look bounce feed for an easy two. That was Beskow. She now has 4 points, but credit Allie Robel with the assist there.
This is a great pass.
Claire Ruff pulls up from 17 off the mark. Ann Siegenthaler, offensive rebound. Ann weaving in the lane. Up
nice
with the
move.
Left hand. Beautiful footwork. 37-32. McDonald back within five. Robel breaking pressure across the timeline. Finds Beskow again. Nate taken away from her in the lane, but we got a foul. Whistle came out a little bit late.
Who they caught that on? Is that on Claire?
No. Didn't see it from our vantage point here, but. That's the team's fourth foul. They got Emily Hartman. Bounce to Robel, right side. Robel working left-handed dribble, switches to the right, out to Beskow up top. Exactly 8 minutes left. 37-32 Elk Mound. Crenshaw back to Robel. Howell to Beskow. Garnett, Crenshaw, left wing, outside the arc still. Very patient team, the Mounders. Their only conference loss to Eau Claire Regis, 48-28 at Regis. Trying to get an important road victory here against McDonald. Beskow up top. Whistle and a timeout taken by Coach Jordan Kunshog. 1 minute break and we're back here on WOGO, your home for McDonald Sports. Back in 60 seconds.
24-7 of West Wisconsin wins the tip. Team Fiber busts out with full-speed signal strength. Satellite 5G distracts with clickbait offers, but oh, misses the shot with slow response times and weak signals. Team Fiber gets the rebound by assisting customers with great service and experienced technicians. Satellite tries to keep up but can't with weather interference and low speeds. Fiber sets up for the final shot. 3, 2, 1. Fiber Internet beats 5G and satellite every time. Visit WWT.net today.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Got a good one brewing here in Chippewa Falls. 7:27 remaining. McDonald trailing Elk Mound 37-32. Don't miss the 40th anniversary production of Les Miserables School Edition, performed by the students of McDonald Central High School and Notre Dame Middle School. Shows are January 29th through the 31st at 7 p.m., February 1st at 2 p.m. Get your tickets now before they sell out. Purchase tickets at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or here at the high school. Les Miserables School Edition. Elk Mound with the basketball out of the timeout. Garnett, who hit three threes in the first half, goes opposite side to Kunshaw. Lofton on back out there with the three fouls.
They just don't hang on to the ball very long. They just keep the ball moving.
Chloe Powell, the freshman. A whistle and another McDonald foul. It's starting to even things up a little bit here. That's the fifth on the Lady Macs, so they only have one left to give here for the final 6:55. We've already seen Elk Mound shoots very effectively from the foul line.
Yeah.
McDonald has not shot a bonus free throw yet, despite the early second half foul woes for the Mounders. Robel Loops it opposite side. Good block by Kelsey Bremnes. Preventing an easy basket. Chloe Flanagan finds Siegenthaler. Erin Siegenthaler up top to Chloe. Donald trailing by five. 6.5 minutes left. And Siegenthaler, high post, and Siegenthaler. They were looking for a give and go, no. And against Lofton Awe. Back out to Erin, left wing. Takes a three with a defender in her face and splashes it! Oh my goodness, Erin Siegenthaler, what a huge hit!
Nice look.
37-35. 6 minutes to play. Roble against Ann Siegenthaler. Erin almost had a steal, reaches through the body, and that is the last foul to give for McDonald, number six of the second half. It's just the first on Erin. Elkunshag will inbound from the far side in front of her bench. Knocked into the backcourt. That's going to be an over-and-back violation as Garnett just couldn't quite hold on to it. Coming up after the game in the post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Really?
I don't know why. Did they say somebody tipped it?
Yeah. I can't say I saw a tip, but also not floor level. And now we have a travel called.
Yep.
Which you don't see very often on an inbound, but you have to stay set.
Yes, it happens. I mean, they can't move. They have to have a pivot foot to even taking the ball out. Other than a made basket, the only time you can run with the ball.
So now a chance to tie or take the lead for the Lady Macs. Claire Ruff spots up for three. And the car going to take the lead. Oh, my goodness. 38-35, Claire Ruff. Her third triple of the night.
Another timeout by Alec Mullen.
McDonald has stormed back to take the lead.
Full timeout.
We'll be back in 30 seconds this time. Half a minute, we're back on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Macs Basketball.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Good to have you with us here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Sam Aberle, our on-site camera operator and video producer. Zach Wycheck at the WOGO home base in Halley is our audio producer. Coming up after the game, the post-Glass and Mirror post-game show. We'll have the Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap and the 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast plays of the game. It's been a well-played game on both sides. Each team has had two or three possession lead that has slipped away. Now McDonald takes the lead back 38-37, but Elk Mound with the basketball. Garnett looks for Roble. Roble outside the lane and call for a carry. With 5:31 to play, it's McDonald basketball and their chance now to extend their slim one-point lead.
And just does a fabulous job defending Roble, who's a very good basketball player.
Roble, again, first year in the Western Clover Belt. She's definitely a first-team all-conference player. And Siegenthaler almost has it stripped. Fights it back out, gets it back on the refeed at the right elbow. Goes right by her defender. Up and off the glass, too strong. A foul, though. I think they'll get Lofton Awe with a push. Don't think they called it a shooting foul. Again, McDonald going to the line on a 1-1. If they did call that one on the ground, which I believe they did. Any subsequent foul is going to put McDonald at the line for two, as that was the ninth on Elk Mound. So Ann Siegenthaler at the free throw line, her team leading 38-37. Siegenthaler first free throw is good. And I will correct myself. I apologize. Was a shooting foul. And her first free throw. Shoots 70%. Second attempt for the junior. Off the mark. Rebound right back out to Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron looking for Ann. Ann opposite side. Can't get it to roll in. Riley Christensen just got up trying to knock it away. Whistle and a foul on Aaron Siegenthaler up top. That's her third, trying to tie up Roble. And now Roble will go to the line shooting a 1-1 with 4:58 to play. And could we have a foul shooting contest as we get to the end of this one? Elk Mound shooting the single bonus. McDonald will be shooting the double bonus the rest of the way. Allie Roble has not shot a free throw yet. The senior shooting a 1-1 back rim. Rebound to Claire Ruff. Ruff, long feed to Riley Christensen. Kick out Kelsey Bremnes. Corner three for Kelsey.
Oh my goodness, she got it!
That was a great shot.
42-37 McDonald. Claire Ruff looks the length of the court for Riley Christensen, who shows off the bounce, and the court awareness finds Kelsey Bremnes, and Bremnes drains it in the corner. 42-37. We'll keep it here after the timeout.
That was a great, I mean, yeah, Kelsey was wide open down there. Riley was. Did a great feed, and then Kelsey just took her time. It was like playing horse out in the backyard. I'm gonna make this long three, and she just.
I'm watching the instant replay now on the YouTube stream.
Yeah, it's a great shot.
Kudos to our cameraman Sam Aberle for following that 75-foot pass. 5-point lead for the Lady Macs. Lots of game left. 4:48, and again, a lot of free throws presumably to be shot here. Inbounds to Roble. Finds Beska. Trouble in the corner. Stolen by McDonald.
Ann was down there.
Studi on their feet. Riley Christensen up top. 4.5 minutes to go. Claire Ruff lost it out of bounds. Off the feet from Chloe Flanagan. Tried to save it back in. Possession goes back to Elk Mound as the team's trade turnovers. Lady Max guarding everyone but the inbounder here. And inbounder is Kunchak. She finds Garnett. Garnett back to Belle Kunchak. Garnett takes it across the timeline. Elk Mound moving left to right here in the second half. 5-point lead for McDonald. Right side, Allie Roble. And Sam Siegenthaler. That's been the one-on-one matchup all game long. Bumped along the baseline. Kelsey Bremnes tapped it. Actually, they're going to say that Roble stepped on the baseline first. Good job by Kelsey Bremnes coming over for the double. 4:06 and counting. 5-point lead for McDonald. Claire Ruff high on the right. And Siegenthaler. Riley Christensen, couple bounces back to Claire. Has a screen if she wants it from Chloe Flanagan. Right side, Ann Siegenthaler. 3:50 to play.
Spread them out, take care of the basketball.
McDonald in no hurry here as any foul will send them to the line for two. Riley Christensen on the left wing. At the foul line, has a little trouble, dribbles out of it. Riley loops it into the paint, knocked away. Kelsey Bremnes gives it back to Riley. She'll take a 15-foot jumper. Back rim, no. Rebound down to Roble. Roble now on the run. Roble has a one-on-one down the lane. Up, count it, and one.
Blocking call.
That's a huge bucket for Roble. 42-39. Of course, depending on who you're rooting for, you may see that one differently. But Roble on the attack after the miss. She's 0-for-1 from the foul line. Has a chance to pull her team back within two. I told you the JV game might be a precursor of this one as both teams losing two possession leads as Roble calmly hits the free throw. 42-40. 3:20 to play. No stall game here for McDonald. You want to get a good look. Far side timeout for the Lady Macs.
Full timeout.
We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports as the battle for first in the Clover Belt continues.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Coming out of the timeout, student sections rising to their feet. 3:14 to play. McDonald's 5-point lead cut to 2. Lady Macs have the basketball coming out of the timeout. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Clear rough left wing. Back up top, Aaron Siegenthaler. Dangerous pass, Clear Ruff grabs it with two hands on the left side. Aaron high on the right. Double comes. Back across the floor. In the corner. Drop down to Emily Hartman. Hartman stumbles on her way to the hoop. They'll wave off her finger roll. And Emily will be going to the line for two with 2:52 to play. And every free throw critical here down this stretch. This battle of two teams at the top of the conference standings. First free throw perfect for Emily Hartman. Makes it 43-40 McDonald. Emily, all her points have come from the foul line, and she's 4-for-4. Huge free throws for the McDonald junior. 44-40. Inbounds pass to Roble. Roble finds Garnett. Back to Kunshaw. She'll take it across the timeline with a pass to the freshman Chloe Powell. Powell hand off to Roble, the senior. Just over 2.5 minutes to play. Roble lost the handle for a moment. Almost poked away from her by Aaron Siegenthaler. Right side Garnett, who had three threes in the first half. 44-40 McDonald. Trying to play good defense without fouling as both teams have given up the bonus, and we do have a foul. And that will send Kunshaw to the line, I would presume. 1-1 with 2:24 left.
And picked up her first.
Aaron Siegenthaler playing with three, as you mentioned, just the first on Ann, but now double bonus the rest of the way for both teams in a 4-point game. Free throw rims in for Kunshaw. 44-41.
Is that her first point?
I was just about to mention that. First point for Belle Kunshaw, and now she's dialed in, hits the second free throw. 44-42, 2:20 to go. Donnell up just one bucket. Emily Hartman finds Claire Ruff. Ruff picks up her dribble back to Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron to Ann Siegenthaler. Aaron gets it back on the left side. Teams locking in defensively. Under 2 minutes to go. Riley Christensen about to come back in at the next juncture. And Siegenthaler guarded by Roble. Loops it over for Aaron Siegenthaler with a minute 45 to play. And right side. Who's going to blink first?
Yeah.
Kelsey Bremnes. Bumped and fouled, and Kelsey will go to the line as she's fouled by Kunchog with a minute 37 to play. 44-42. She will shoot two. Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Nice.
Perfect free throw for Kelsey Bremnes to make it a full one possession lead. Bremnes, 63% foul shooter. To make it a two possession lead. Back rim, no. Rebound tracked down by Roble. 3-point game, 45-42. Just over 90 seconds to play. Roble lost it. A steal by Kelsey Bremnes. to Claire Ruff.
Nice play by Kelsey, and great defense by Ann to make her turn.
Left side, oh my goodness, thrown away by McDonald as Emily Hartman wasn't looking for the basketball. Little miscommunication between Emily and Claire Ruff. 119, and McDonald was in a good position. Now they're going to need another stop. Inbounds to Allie Roble. McDonald wants to make Roble give it up. Roble trying to go coast to coast here. Up top, a three from Kunshog, wide open, bounces off the front of the rim. Oh, she had the look she wanted. 60 seconds left, 45-42, McDonald up three. Riley Christensen far side. Ann Siegenthaler to Claire Ruff, left wing. Claire holding against Kunshog, finds Riley Christensen. Riley fires a bullet to Ann Siegenthaler, right corner. Long cross-court pass into the left corner. Three on the way, that one far side of the rim. Lost out of bounds, but a whistle and a foul on McDonald with 41.8 seconds left. They'll get Emily Hartman with that one. And so coming the other way,
she's got five.
Elk Mound will shoot two free throws. Kendra Garnett, a chance to pull her team back within one. Again, every time tonight, it's looked like a team has a chance to pull away. So on the scoreboard, they're listing that as the fourth for Emily Hartman. But
I think the scoreboard was off by one the whole time. Yeah. I don't understand it.
So 41.8 seconds left, and Garnett first free throw is good. 45-43. Kendra Garnett, she's played very well tonight. Elk Mounds KG. 45-43. Second free throw, good as well. 1 point game.
41 seconds left.
Aaron Siegenthaler, Roble picks her up in the backcourt. Siegenthaler across the timeline. 37 seconds to play. Double comes. Claire Ruff. Back across the floor to Aaron Siegenthaler. Finds Kelsey Bremnes. Claire Ruff, low catch up top. A bounce to Aaron Siegenthaler. Riley Christensen with 23 seconds left to Claire Ruff. Aaron Siegenthaler picked off and stolen by Kunshog to Roble. Roble ahead of the pack. Her layup.
Missed it.
She missed the layup and fouled Aaron Siegenthaler with 13.8 seconds left.
Yeah.
A steal by Elk Mound leads to what looked to be an easy layup. Good challenge by McDonald. The miss. And now with 13.8 seconds left, a one-point lead and two huge free throws for Ann Siegenthaler. Roble heads to the bench here. Presumably offense, defense.
I would assume.
45-44 McDonald. They'll stay down on the first with a double bonus. First free throw, back rim. Trying to make it a two-point lead, and Siegenthaler. The free throw, that one good. 46-44. Inbounds to Garnett.
Timeout
by Coach Kunshog with 11.3 seconds left. We'll take a 30-second break on WOGO Sports.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
What a finish we're about to have. 11.3 seconds left. Elk Mound trails your Lady Max 46-44. Both teams in the double bonus. Lady Max can't foul. As well as Elk Mound can shoot the three, you can't leave them open. Allie Roble has hurt you in the paint. It's gut check time for both of these teams. 46-44 McDonald.
Elkbound inbounding from in front of the McDonald bench. Kunshaw with 10 seconds to play, still in the backcourt. Kunshaw crosses over with 7 seconds. Kunshaw up top against Ann Siegenthaler. 3 seconds remaining. Kunshaw going to have to put one up. She's blocked! Blocked at the buzzer! Siegenthaler says no, ma'am! And McDonald remains unbeaten in conference.
That was great defense by Ann. They didn't have Robo out there on that offensive set. I don't quite understand that either.
46-44 the final. Welcome to the conference. Elk Mound proving they belong with the best in the Western Clover Belt. And McDonald avenges a loss from last year that, of course, was non-conference, but maybe their worst loss of the season over at Colfax. Elk Mound on their way to that state berth really put the hammer down against McDonald, but a year makes quite a difference, and this one went down to the wire, and the Lady Macs win at 46-44. The Mounders now 4-2 in Western Cloverbelt Conference play, and again, still certainly in the running for the conference title with a lot of games left to play and a lot of tough opponents on both sides, but Elk Mound now 8-4 on this season. Lady Macs have won their 10th in a row. After dropping their first two, they are now 10-2 on the season and unbeaten 6-0 in the Western Cloverbelt Conference. What a game. This is going to be a fun post-class post-game show.
Yes, and it was great composure by the McDonald girls to, down by 7, I think, at one point, and just kind of kept their composure, played really tough defense, against a really good ball-moving Elk Mound team there. So
I again not seeing Elk Mound too much in the Dunn St. Croix, then obviously last year very, very impressive, but Coach Kunshaw, man, he absolutely gets the most out of his team. He's got some very talented players, but every gal he brought in there tonight, they move the ball well, they play good defense. This is an impressive Mounders team, and they're going to be there right at the end, and the type of team that nobody in the WCC wants to face.
No.
But it does make you better having them in your conference, and hopefully the Mounders would say the same thing too coming over here to the Western Clover Belt, that it's going to make them a better team come playoff time.
Right. I mean, they're going to see him again at Elk Mound. So a great game for the girls, to get their 10th in a row, but it's like Coach Williams says, they're not taking the records in a row. They want one at a time. So, and this was a great way to show that. Take this game one at a time, and I think the girls lived up to that.
We'll come back with the Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll have the Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats recap and the 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Game. That's all ahead in 3 minutes. You're on WOGO Sports. The Lady Macs take down the Mounders 46-44, back in three.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Hey, Dad, is that the Big Dipper?
No, son. That's a satellite, and the reason we don't have internet when it rains.
Tired of your inconsistent internet interrupting the things you need to do on a daily basis? Contact 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom to visit your home and discuss fiber optic reliability, speed, and signal strength. Fiber beats satellite and 5G every time. Keep stargazing in the heavens and start relying on fiber internet below the ground. Contact our local experts at WWT.net today at 231-2000.
Here's what customers are saying about Wärtsilä Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wärtsilä for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wärtsilä did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wärtsilä Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wärtsilä.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
We welcome you into the Post-Glass Post-Game Show, brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. McDonald wins a thriller 46-44. Coach Sally Williams and Lucas joining us here. And, Coach, that certainly had to be a thriller on the sideline to a number of great plays on both sides, as you both had a couple possession leads, surrendered them. Just a well-played basketball game tonight.
Yeah, I mean, give them credit. They came ready to go, and they gave us all we could handle, and it was going to be down to the wire on whichever game, and we were fortunate to pull it out.
Coach, what did you like best about the way your team responded when it looked like Elk Mound might pull away a little bit in the second half when they were up, I believe, 7 points, and it seemed like, hey, you could be down double digits at any point. The way they play defense, a double-digit lead would be tough to come back from, but again, just some big shots and big defensive plays.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we really ramped up our D, and again, it's our D to O mentality. Our press got a little bit going for a little while and just gave them some trouble. We got lucky on that, causing them to call some timeouts early, which helped us in the long run, and just continuing to battle the whole way.
Coach Maloney mentioned they did a pretty good job, throughout this game, with their defensive pressure, with ball handling against your defensive pressure. I mean, sometimes maybe it seems like it comes a little bit easier with, hey, if we press, we're going to make the other team make mistakes. And they're not a team that turns the ball over a lot, and they did a pretty good job against your press tonight. So, I mean, you had to work for everything.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're a fundamental sound team, and that's what I said in the beginning of the game. And our MO is just to use our depth to our advantage and really try to continue to wear them down, continue to push, even though we might not have gotten things directly from the push. It's still making them, it's forcing them to work harder, getting back. They can't just walk back, and those things, I hope, just affected their legs and their shots in the end.
Coach, what did you say to your team after this when, again, coaches can preach about how don't ever take a play off. Every single play matters. It's that offensive rebound. It's that clutch free throw when your legs are tired. We saw that here tonight. Again, so many girls stepping up, whether it be an end one from someone who doesn't play quite as much to a critical offensive rebound or even a tip. You know, you just had so many players making critical plays. So what was kind of the message to your team after this one here tonight once you all caught your breath?
Maybe not so that. I guess you put it in a different light. Maybe I should have said a couple of other things. But honestly, I said it. Coming out with a win in this type of situation is huge for anything. It was a battle. We made some mistakes kind of at the end that definitely could have cost us the game. And lucky enough for us to be able to rebound from them, take care of it, and just come out on top was honestly, and that we got to continue to work. But like you said, I mean, we still have people that come in. I always talk about it's the opportunity. Anytime you come in, you have that opportunity. We've been working on those things. And you're talking about Jasmine coming in and hitting that huge and one. That's something we've been practicing. She's been working hard on that. And again, it just goes to show that I trust my girls in any of the situations. I'm putting them, I'm constantly moving them to put them in their best strengths. And then if we can, as a team, find them also, we hit that a couple of times tonight.
Yeah, Coach, again, it just seems like such a great strength of this team is the depth that you have. That again, confidence that you have in your players and the confidence they have in one another. It was a lot of fun to see. It was a thriller. We'll look forward to seeing you guys again soon. And congratulations again, staying unbeaten in conference, 10 in a row now, too, and keep it going.
Yep, thank you, and thanks for all those who are watching. Lucas, say hi. Lost my voice. Say hi, everybody. Right? We're good to see. Shout out to my family that's watching and supporting as always. And just as always, thank you guys for putting on a great show.
It's our pleasure, Coach. And we got to make sure we throw
Lucas.
These on camera as well, too. Thank you to the Ruff family as well for these wonderful cookies. I'm not going to say how many I ate. Which is why I'm hoping maybe Coach will take a few more so I'm not still tempted. But, again, thank you so much to the Ruff family. We'll come back in 2 minutes here on the Post Glass Postgame Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll have the Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats Recap and the Fiber Fast Plays of the Game brought to you by 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom. That's all ahead in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
24/7 West Wisconsin wins the tip. Team Fiber busts out with full-speed signal strength. Satellite 5G distracts with clickbait offers, but oh, misses the shot with slow response times and weak signals. Team Fiber gets the rebound by assisting customers with great service and experienced technicians. Satellite tries to keep up but can't with weather interference and low speeds. Fiber sets up for the final shot. 3, 2, 1. Fiber Internet beats 5G and satellite every time. Visit WWT.net today.
Here's what customers are saying about Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wirzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wirzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgalla.com.
We welcome you into the Post Glass Postgame Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. They're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. We're actually going to have highlights for you coming up from both the first and second halves because yours truly completely forgot to play them at halftime. So we'll relive this entire exciting game together. But first, it's time for the Names You Know Stats Recap brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. I'm probably going to have to double-check my McDonald stats with you, Mark Maloney, and see if yours added up because I didn't get a chance to fully do the math here. But on the other side for Elk Mound, six players score. Pretty sure I have these right here as Allie Roble, she was very impressive tonight, led the way with a game-high 17 points. Kendra Garnett had 13, 4 for Elizabeth Beskow, 5 actually for Scarlett Woolover. She scored the first 5 points of the game for Elk Mound, 3 for Lofton Awe, and 2 for Belle Kunchak.
Yep.
All right, so we got that right. On the other side for McDonald, the first one I'd like to check with you is Claire Ruff. I had her down for 13. Did I miss a bucket in there?
I have her down for 13.
All right, 13. So we got that right. So Claire Ruff with 13 points to lead the way for McDonald. She hit three threes. Then, again, no one else in double figures as eight players scored for the Lady Macs, but eight apiece for Ann Siegenthaler and Aaron Siegenthaler. So yep. The twins scoring the exact same amount. Seven for Kelsey Bremnes, including a huge three. Also four for Emily Hartman, all from the foul line. And yep. Then I had two apiece for Ella Sexton, Lucy Preece, and Jasmine Gerber.
Correct.
There we go. All right. So it adds up to 46-44. Always nice when that works out.
Yes.
But again, before we take our final break and get to the highlights here, maybe your thoughts and kind of springboarding off that eight-player scoring for McDonald. Every single bucket mattered in a game like this that you won by two. And whether it's Jasmine getting rebounds, blocking a shot, getting that end one to, again, Lucy Preece coming in and hitting a couple free throws that look really good. Really nice form for the junior there. Ella Sexton, who came in, played well in the post, hit an almost three. It was like a toe on the line, a long, long two. But everybody who came in had a role to play. And again, whether they scored or not, with Chloe Flanagan not in the scoring tonight, but she had a couple critical steals, knockaways, played some strong defense, the leadership you want from your senior. Even things like good crisp passing is not something you can take for granted in a game like this against a team as talented as the Mounders. So, again, everybody necessary and good reason for the confidence that Coach Williams has in this bench.
Yeah, just some great play there by a lot of girls. Like you said, with, Jasmine doing her thing and Lucy coming out. You know, she looked very confident from the foul line.
Yes.
I mean, she shot some free throws before in some other games and didn't look as confident. She looked really confident tonight, so that was good to see. And then Kelsey hitting that big three, you know, from the corner there that one time. It was a great look for her. Very, very confident shot. And again, I don't think Riley scored any points, right?
But she made play after play.
Yeah.
The air that Riley gets when she's rebounding, the passes that she made, we'll hear it in the highlights, a pass that she made to Claire Ruff to set up an absolutely huge three. Could be our Mauer Sperry Insurance highlight tonight. We'll see. There were a lot of them. So many great plays that you can make without scoring.
Right. Again, you know, and that's the type of team that this is. You know, they're all very unselfish, and they do a good job moving the ball around. So, and again, just some really good defense against the ball movement that Elk Mound did was just fabulous, and the McDonald girls just stayed tenacious on their defense and did a nice job. And Siegenthaler, I thought, just a really good job against Robel.
I mean, Robel's one of the premier players in the conference, absolutely.
And Ann just D'd up on her all night long, and but again, Robo was just, she's a tough girl. She had a lot of points there, but I just watching Ann defend her was fun to watch. So, yeah, the girls did a nice job tonight and deserve this win.
We'll take one final 60-second break. McDonald moves to 10-2 on the season. They've won 10 in a row. They are 6-0 in Western Clover Belt Conference play. Elk Mound now 8-4, 4-2 in the WCC. We'll take one final 60-second break. Don't go away as we'll come back with a 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Game brought to you by 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Not only do they provide high-speed fiber internet throughout Western Wisconsin, 24/7 and WWT offers security systems for homes and businesses, personal medication alert devices, computer repairs, and so much more, all with the support of local experts. Visit WWT.net or call 231-2000 today. We're back in 60 seconds with the highlights on WOGO Sports.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Mauer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Mauer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Mauer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MauerINS.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable. And Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
As we put a bow on this one, the Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit PostGlassAndMirrors.com. Your 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast plays of the game. Here's how it sounded on WOGO Sports.
Playing man-to-man defense against us.
Clear rough. Traverses at the lane. Lost it. Siegenthaler kick out. Aaron Siegenthaler for three. Book it. Right wing triple. Aaron Siegenthaler.
Nice shot.
Long cross-court pass to Claire Ruff. Emily Hartman moves it to the right wing. Chloe Flanagan shoots it down to Hartman. Good position inside the right block. Goes up strong. Someone changed that shot, but dug out by Siegenthaler. Claire Ruff driving baseline. Going in Siegenthaler. Riley Christensen drives to the right elbow. Kick out Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron all the way across the floor to the long arm reach of Gerber. Gerber finds Bremnes. Nice. Bremnes hopping in for two.
Very nice.
White City Glass. McDonald with an inbounds. And Siegenthaler finds Claire Ruff. Knocked away and Claire Ruff in the far corner. Emily Hartman back to Claire Ruff. Corner three. Book it for Claire.
Very good shot.
11-5. That was Kendra Garnett, her 23rd of the season. She shoots 30% from downtown. Claire Ruff up top. She'll try to answer for three,
goodness.
And she will. Claire Ruff feeling it.
With a very quick release there.
Fort pops in and out, grabs her own rebound, kicks back out. Ella Sexton, she'll take a three from the left.
Whoa.
Wing, book it for Ella.
We'll take it.
19-16. The junior with a splash. Home.
What a great pass.
Claire Ruff pulls up from 17 off the mark. Ann Siegenthaler, offensive rebound. Ann weaving in the lane. Up
nice
with the
move.
Left hand. Beautiful footwork. 30 foul woes for the Mounders. Roble loops it opposite side. Good block by Kelsey Bremnes. Preventing an easy basket. Chloe Flanagan finds Siegenthaler. Aaron Siegenthaler up top. And against Lofton Awe. Back out to Aaron left wing. Takes a three with a defender in her face and splashes it. Oh my goodness, Aaron Siegenthaler. What a huge hit.
Nice.
Meyer take the lead for the Lady Max. Claire Ruff spots up for three in the corner. 38-35, Claire Ruff. Her third triple of the night. Ruff, long feed to Riley Christensen. Kick out Kelsey Bremnes. Corner three for Kelsey. Oh, my goodness, she got it.
That was a great shot.
42-37, McDonald. To make it a two-possession lead. Back rim, no. Rebound tracked down by Roble. Three-point game, 45-42. Just over 90 seconds to play. Roble lost it. A steal by Kelsey Bremnes. To Claire Ruff.
Nice play by Kelsey and great defense by Ann to make her turn.
Roble has hurt you in the paint. It's gut check time for both of these teams. 46-44 McDonald. Elkbound inbounding from in front of the McDonald bench. Kunshaw with 10 seconds to play. Still in the backcourt. Kunshaw crosses over with 7 seconds. Kunshaw up top against Ann Siegenthaler. 3 seconds remaining. Kunshaw going to have to put one up. She's blocked. Blocked at the buzzer. Siegenthaler says no, ma'am. And McDonald remains unbeaten in conference.
That was great defense by Ann.
Well, that's how it sounded. Your 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Game, brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Learn more at WWT.net or call 231-2000 today. Kind of fun to relive that one. Such a well-played game on both sides. It was a joy to watch.
Yes, it was. That was, you know, we knew it was going to be a battle. Hats off to Elk Mountaineer. They gave us everything they had and did a really nice job. I was impressed with them.
Yeah.
They're going to be a force coming in here in the second half of the season. So, but again, the McDonald girls just keeping their composure throughout the night.
Yeah.
Was, you know, that's what they do. You know, their MO, as Coach Williams would say, just keeping the composure, taking your time, short memories on mistakes, and just tearing it up on defense.
Yeah, not getting rattled. And again, you heard down the stretch there, again, some key defensive plays. Kelsey Bremnes getting a steal after Ann Siegenthaler got Roble kind of turned. And then, of course, the big block at the end. So that defense coupled with three incredible clutch threes down the stretch. And again, a lot of little plays all kind of gluing those together. But certainly a lot to pick from as far as highlights we'll get posted on later on. But again, those fiber fast plays of the game. It was a lot of fun. And looking ahead to more basketball coming up for the McDonald Max and Lady Max. Before we get that, as we look at our WOGO sports calendar here tomorrow night, Mark Halverson on the call. Chi High basketball on the road at Eau Claire North. The Cards trying to get back on track in Big Rivers Conference. It'd be a big win if they can get one against North, who's been a little up and down this year. And Coach Jason Prue and his squad, again, have played people tight, played people tough, but looking for that win. Next time we'll have McDonald basketball will be this Monday on the road at Lincoln, Alma Center Lincoln. And Coach Schilling before that has a big game tomorrow night. The McDonald boys will be on the road facing Eau Claire Regis. And so that's going to be a tough one. We'll see how they come out of that one. But again, tough Alma Center Lincoln team to play on Monday as well.
Yes, and again, it'll be fun to go down the Alma Center there. And they got a nice facility that they put up down
there. Yeah, just put that up.
Yep. So, yeah, it's some great basketball. You know, in the second half, everybody's getting better.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, it'll be a great lead-in, you know, to the playoffs. It'll happen quicker than we know.
Another good game coming up for the Lady Max. Next time we'll see McDonald Lady Max basketball will be a week from Friday, so a week from tomorrow night, I should say, and that'll be January 16th on the road at Fall Creek. And, of course, they got the first win against Fall Creek. Always tougher to get one on the opponent's home floor. So a lot of great basketball coming up. Hockey as well. We'll next see Chi High boys hockey on the 15th against Oakland Memorial on the 13th. It'll be CFM hockey against the Western Wisconsin Stars. So complete schedule at WOGO.com. As always, we appreciate the sponsors making these broadcasts possible. And, man, doesn't get much better than this on a weekday evening to see some great basketball in a great atmosphere.
Yes, it was. It was, again, you know, first week back at school for the kids and getting into the routine. And it's always nice to, you know, come in on a Friday at school with a victory under your
belt. Absolutely. Well, thank you to our board operator, Zach Wycheck, back at the WOGO studios in Halley, our audio producer, video producer, cameraman on site, Mr. Sam Aberley. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson saying good night from Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Once again, your final score, the McDonald Lady Max 46, the Elk Mound Mounders 44. This has been McDonald Lady Max Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Chippewa Falls.
WOGO, your sports station.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolay Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Mauer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Thanks for listening to Max Basketball on WOGO. We now return to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.